thank you for joining me today. I'm Mindy McNeil, and on Saturday, July 27th and Sunday, July 28th at Sloan's Lake, it will be the Colorado Dragon Boat Festival, the 19th annual Colorado Dragon Boat Festival, and I am here with their executive director, Sarah Moore. Thank you so much for joining me today, Sarah.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to talk about the festival.
Yeah, I know people look forward to it. I think when you guys started back in, 2001, I think it was,
yeah,
you had maybe about 15, 16,000 people, and now you guys have grown to over 100,000 people showing up.
Yeah. So back in 2001, we weren't actually sure how big the festival would be. It was brand new idea to bring together the Pan-Asian communities and the general public to promote all the contributions of our communities. We weren't sure how popular it would be, but that first day we actually had 16,000 people. We have 5 food vendors on site, and they actually ran out of food throughout the day, even with going back and forth from the restaurant. So after that, we knew that it was going to be a big festival, desire for all the Coloradans to come and see the unique and diverse cultural aspect of our festival. Since then, we've grown from a one-day festival to a two-day festival with over 100,000 people in attendance. We're actually now the largest dragon boat festival in the country, which we're really proud of.
Yeah, because you guys are outranking Boston, Houston, Seattle, L.A.,
yeah,
San Francisco, which has a huge Asian population. So to have that for us in Colorado to be the biggest, that's amazing.
Yeah, we're very proud of it. And one of the things that makes us unique is we actually have quite a cultural aspect to it. So we have the dragon boat races that go morning until dusk on Saturday and Sunday. And then on land, we actually have over 100 performances from local organizations. We have 4 different stages. We have a food court. Actually, we have 3 food courts now because food is something that brings everyone together. Everyone wants to try new food. This year, we actually have over 24 vendors with over 14 different cuisines represented. So there's something for every palate. It's absolutely delicious. We have a beer garden with Miller Coors Light beer with a band stage, which is really fun. This year, we're actually implementing a Spirit of the Dragon tent, which is a liquor tent. So you can come in and get a few free samples and then grab a drink if you would like, and then just roam around and see the bands or our performing arts stage. We have a Gateway to Asia stage, which has more traditional performances on mm-hmm. it. And then we also have our Dragonland area for kids and the family.
Now, what's happening in Dragonland for the kiddos? What's going on there?
Yeah, so there's something for everybody at the Colorado Dragon Boat Festival. You can be, I've actually seen newborn babies at the festival.
Okay.
Just make sure they have a hat and it's shaded because we are a very hot festival. But there is something for everybody in the family, specifically at Dragonland. It's an educational area where families can go and learn more about different zoo animals. The Denver Zoo is coming, and they are going to be representing different animals that are in Vietnam, which is our highlighted country for this year, and then just how they work with other Asian communities and countries on their own. And then also the Colorado Denver Museum of Nature and Science will be there. And then we also have a Hawaiian kite-making activity that will be there.
Nice. Okay, I think I might have to storm that one. Forget the kids. I'm in there. I'm taking all the adults with me. No, I'm kidding. Okay, so it sounds like a little bit of something for everybody. Dragon boating, you know, I heard about it from someone, but there was a kind of a history about that.
Yeah, so dragon boating is an ancient athletic competition that started 2,000 years ago in China. So it originated because there was a poet who was high up on the emperor's group of people that he confided in. And even back then, there was fake news and rumors that went around, and people who were very jealous of the position that this poet held with the emperor. So they just spread around rumors and convinced the emperor that he should be fired, the poet. Mm. And the poet had a huge following of people who looked up to him and followed his every word. And unfortunately, when the poet was fired, he went into a deep depression, didn't know what to do. He couldn't serve his emperor. He couldn't serve his country in the way that he wanted to. So he actually went to a local river and he took his own life. Mm. So his followers actually heard about this and they ran to the river to try and stop him. But unfortunately, they were there too late and he had already passed. And according to Chinese mythology and the ideals behind passing in China, your body, the way that it passes from today to the next stage in life is actually preserved.
Okay.
So his body was in the river, and it was unfortunately being eaten by fish. So his followers went onto boats and got a bunch of drums and started drumming on the river and throwing things at the fish to make sure that they would leave his body alone, to make sure that his body was well preserved for the next step in life. They did this every year. After that, started a tradition, a way to honor his life, to go out and drum on boats and race boats, which after a few years, they're like, you know what, let's go ahead and make this a dragon boating competition. Let's go ahead and make this an athletic sport. So that's kind of how dragon boating originated.
Wow. Okay. So, and now here it is. It's in Colorado at Sloan's Lake. And this came about, though, for the Dragon Boat Festival, the Colorado Dragon Boat Festival. It was kind of the brainchild of three different Denver area Asian community leaders.
Yeah. So our three founders, mm-hmm. Ding Wen Su, she has actually been involved in the festival since day one, and still is a huge part of it with our dragon boat racing. Howie Solo, who is also still involved in the Dragon Boat Festival, he helps with our opening ceremony, does a big 80-foot dragon dance at our opening ceremony. And then John Chin, who unfortunately passed away last year. They saw a need in our Pan-Asian communities to bring everybody together to really celebrate the contributions of our communities with the general public, to kind of show that we might be a small community here, but we're mighty, and we have a lot of achievements and accomplishments that we'd like to share with the Colorado community as a whole. So thus, dragon boating came to Colorado, because what better to bring people together than a friendly competition on Sloan's Lake? And since 2001, it's been growing exponentially.
Wow. And there's, like you said, there's food vendors, there's performances. There's a wellness village for health.
Yeah. Yeah. So we actually have one of the largest Asian marketplaces that weekend in Denver. And we have a bunch of different vendors that come to the festival to help either promote. We actually have some nonprofit organizations. They come and promote their organization and their mission. We have Asian marketplace vendors. We have Trong Ong, which is a huge tent full of Asian goods, authentic Asian products that you can buy. And then we also have community businesses, and some of those are health-based. So they come and they actually provide like a free screening or a free activity for members coming to the festival, so you can kind of learn more about your wellness as a whole, as an individual.
Okay. And great. And it sounds like a lot of information, a lot of good stuff. But a little bit of information I want to get from you is parking, because I think some people are going to be like, oh, I can just park over at Target or Kmart. They're going to park at Target or King Supers, but I think they're going to get towed or ticketed if they park there, right?
Yes. Do not park around Sloan's Lake. We actually provide a free shuttle to and from Auraria Campus. So go ahead and park at Auraria Campus. It's $5 to park there, but you can hop on a free shuttle to and from the festival. The shuttle runs every 10 minutes, so you'll be able to get to and from the festival very quickly. It's a great way to make sure that you're not hitting traffic over on Sloan's Lake. We do close off a few roads over there, so it's not even worth trying to drive by. Just go ahead and park at Auraria Campus. You can actually even take the light rail there and go ahead and hop on the shuttle.
I'm at the library and I'm listening to this, or I'm at my house, I'm listening to this, but I want more information. How do I find out about the times, the dates, more information in general just about the Colorado Dragon Boat Festival?
Yeah, the best way to learn more about the festival is to go to our website, www.cdbf, which stands for Colorado Dragon Boat Festival. org. Or you can also email us at info@cdbf.org, and you'll find all the information there.
Sarah, thank you for your time, and I hope everybody can make it out on Saturday, July 27th or Sunday, July 28th.
Yeah, thank you so much. I'm excited to see you at the festival.
Dragons away. From the far east to the west, they meet at this fest to bless the waters on Sloan's Lake. Say prosperity and dreams will flow for the community and the past.